Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Bless the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Another blessed, marvelous, wonderful day that he's given unto us. What a mighty God we serve. We bless God for the time that we can come together and pray and exalt the Lord and intercede on the behalf of his people in the world. And we give him glory because he is an awesome God. Nobody can do us like him. He's always concerned about us. And he always, glory to God, moving on and working on our behalf. Only thing we have to do is trust him, obey him, submit to him, walk in the agape and forgiveness. There's so many plans that he has for our lives. So we trust him and obey him for to bring it to pass. I thank God, I thank God, I thank God, I thank God again for this day. Praise God. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So many things that goes on in our lives to cause us to wonder about some things, but when we get anchored and rooted and grounded in the Lord, we can find ourselves where we can rest in him, because the promises of the Lord are rich and maketh no sorrow. Blessed be the name of the Lord from on high. Praise God. This is only just one of us. Our minister, Brack, is on. We're going to read a couple of scriptures here. Praise the Lord until our brothers. Thank God for our brother, but also for our sisters to come on. Praise the Lord. Jesus bore our sins in his body and on the tree. Therefore, I am dead to sin and alive unto God. And by his stripes, I am healed and made whole. 1 Peter 2:24, Romans 6:11, 2 Corinthians 5:21. No evil will befall me, neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. For you have given your angels charge over me. They keep me all the ways, all my ways. In my pathway is life, healing, and health. Psalms 91:10, 11, Proverbs 12:28. Jesus took my infirmities and my sickness. Therefore, I refuse to allow sickness in to dominate my body. The life of God flows within me, burning healing to every fiber of my being. Matthew 8:17, John 6:63. Your word is manifested in my body, causing growth to disappear. Arthritis is a thing of the past. I make demands on my body and joints to function properly in Jesus' name. Mark 11:23, Matthew 12:17-20. Thank you, Father, that I have a strong heart. My heart beats with the rhythm of life. My blood flows to every cell of my body, restoring the life and health abundantly. Proverbs 12:14-30. Now, glory to God, we bless the Lord. Praise God, for he is rich in glory to God in blessings, and he desires for us to trust him and stand on his word and his promises. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Now, prayer for teenagers to pray. Heavenly Father, I know that Jesus, that you are my Lord and my King. You intercede for me. You are loving and forgiving God. And I ask you, Lord, to forgive me for all my sins and of any unforgiveness that I may have in the heart. That's our prayer, that they will come to glory to God, to the place where taking out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh, and they will pray this prayer. I ask you, Lord, to forgive me for the always making your priority and not making you your priority in my life. I know you are strong and I need your help. I'm being tempted to do things that are not good for me. Praise the Lord. Give me strength to say no to the precious. Help me to find good and godly things to keep me busy in place of the things that my friends want to do. You are my strength, Lord. I know, Lord, that you understand the temptation that face teenagers today and what it will take to keep me from being lured into the wrong direction. So, Lord, I trust in you to know my heart and to keep me from these worldly tags. Help me, Lord, to receive fully with understanding your word in James 1, 3, and 4, so that when my faith is tested, my endurance has a chance to grow. I know that you will guide me along the right path for my life and that you will advise me and watch over me. I know, Lord, that you are my counselor, and I should always depend on you. I am in need of guidance. I don't know what to do, Psalms 32 and 8. Help me to do what you want done in all situations that as a teenager I must face. Please, Lord, put godly people in my path to show me the steps I need to take. And not only the Lord, pray for them, pray for the Lord to put godly people. We need to pray, glory to God, as parents, as mentors, of just ministers, as prayer warriors, well, intercessors, that God would put people in their path, that they will have a heart of prayer. They will have a heart of thanksgiving. They will turn their hearts towards God in the name of, and cry out, what must I do to be saved? I know that there are friends who destroy each other, but a real friend sticks closer than a brother, Proverbs 18:24. I ask you, Lord, to help me to find kind of Christian friends that will be closer than a brother. Help me, Lord, to be the kind of friend to others that I want to be for myself. Open my eyes. Oh, we pray so, Lord. God, open their eyes and their ears that they may hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. And even those that come in their path to pray, to encourage, to build them, God, whoever you send as messengers, give them ear to be able to hear what the Spirit has to say unto that church, that vessel that you're transforming into your image. We're binding the hand of the enemy and cause him to have a deaf ear. I mean, them to have a deaf ear to the voices of the enemy. Every satanic force that comes to come against their minds and their hearts in Jesus' name. Help me, glory to God. There are so many questions that I need to ask, and I'm torn between finding the truth and having good times and keeping my friends. I want to do the right thing instead of wearing a mask and being a phony jest to be popular. And we pray that prayer for so many that are in the body of Christ. And sometimes they're seeing things going on in the home. They're seeing things going on in ministry. They're seeing things going on the internet, on the television, or people that's supposed to be real. And glory to God, they have masks on and cause them to put masks on too, mimicking what they see in the name of Jesus. God, but I pray that they'll find, glory to God, genuine people that will cross their path, that would encourage and inspire them to stand fast, hold fast, and trust God, glory to God, to get them through whatever crisis. And the ones, glory to God, that are on the edge of it, trying to find their way, glory, in the midst, glory to God, having a desire to conform, not to conform anymore to the world, but because of the things that they're seeing and the things that, glory to God, going on around them, causing them, glory to God, to sway more towards staying in the world. And those that have hard-heartedness, God, we pray, glory to God, to take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh, take out a heart, glory to God, of confusion, a mind of confusion, and the other glory, so they will be able to receive, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to have wisdom how to draw, glory to God, our young people, glory, and not to, glory to God, try to put them in a box like we have to talk with an adult. God, help us. You said those that win souls are wise in the name of Jesus. They'll be, glory to God, gentle as a love dove, and glory to God, and to be wise as a serpent. I thank you, Lord God, for the wisdom of God. In our home, the same thing. Some are winning some of us as ministers or prayer warriors are winning the lost outside of our home, but glory, I don't have the wisdom and the patience to deal with the ones in our home. God, I pray for wisdom of the parents and some of those that are ministers of the gospel. They're passing the church in their own house, going to church. God, I pray, awakening in the name of Jesus so we can be, glory to God, a legacy, glory to God. They can be able to see the Christ, and even we can be able to see the manifestation in our lives, glory to God, them coming into Christ and them coming into being obedient and submission and doing a work for the kingdom of God. God, and also even making a difference in the world. There are many questions I need to ask, and I'm torn between finding the truth and having good times and keeping my friends, as we just read. Over there, I say, remind me of your unconditional love when I seem to have no hope. I know, Lord, that you will continue the battle for me when I can't. I want to learn to cling to you when I am going through, Lord, they got the wrong direction. And not only just them, but us as believers too as well, because we hear the word of God. It says 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, repent, turn from their wicked ways, glory to God, God going to heal the land, and we can be able to be blessed and be a light. And then as you told Peter, when you've been converted, strengthen your brother, because that enemy does decide to sift you as wheat. But I'm praying for you. So as good Jesus is praying for us, we praying for others. Help us to come one with Jesus. Come one, glory, with one another as Jesus is with the Father. God, help us, glory to God, as we continue to pray for our teenagers. God, there are some that want to do right. They don't have a good example. They don't have mentors. We need more mentors in the body of Christ to be that light, to be that example. Not do what I say do, but go over to God, but don't do what I do. The devil is a lie. The blood of Jesus. We got to lead by example and go over to God. That's what's going to make all the difference. Even in your words, you said, people are going to know that we're your disciples by the love we have one for another. How in the world are we going to just love a portion of the body and beat on the other part of the body? Oh, my God, God don't have any freaks in the name of Jesus. God, help us, glory to God, to be the people that you're calling for in these last days, to be a light to the world and a greater light even to, glory to God, our young people, for they are the future of what you want to do. And that's why the enemy fights them, and that's why it's a Herod spirit after them and a Pharaoh spirit to destroy them at a young age. And no matter what we're seeing on the media, what we're seeing, glory to God, hallelujah, in our neighborhoods and around us, and what we're hearing by word of mouth, the devil is still a lie in the blood of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. He might have snapped some, glory to God. But God said in his word for us to pray and pray without ceasing. And when we pray, believe, glory to God, we see we know God's word is not going to go out void. It's going to accomplish everything that he set out to do. And he has an army, glory to God, of young as well as old, that he's raising up even continuously, that will not bow down to Baal, that will not, glory to God, turn back, that will come in and be used for his kingdom. We got to keep the faith. Don't let fear and fretfulness, glory to God, or whatever the enemy is doing, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, cause us to deteriorate or deviate off the path and stay on the wall. So help us to continue to pray and intercede for, glory to God, our youth and others around us that don't know you in the pardon of sins, and now for those that are saved, glory to God, in the world trying to pull them back, glory to God, out of their place of victory and their destiny. The devil is a liar. As they cry out to say, help me continue to praise you during these world and drawing me closer to you. Thank you for allowing me to soak up your strength and during these moments like these. I thank you, Lord, for the never giving up on me. So even when I'm giving up, when I feel like I'm giving up on myself, make me into the worthy person, worthwhile person you designed me to be. Teach me, glory to God, to know your will for my life and to obedience to it in the name of Jesus as we pray for them to get in the word and the word to get in them. Help us to be that walking word too, because we might be the only Bible somebody reads. What are they reading? What is coming, glory to God, out of our mouths? What is coming out of our actions? How are we presenting Jesus Christ? How are we walking on a daily basis? Ah, what are people seeing? Because if we're walking and confessing Christ, glory to God, not in nobody's ear trying to beat them down by Jesus and go right away to the sin of death. But glory to God to let them know about the grace of God. But even if we don't speak a word, what are they seeing? What, glory to God, what kind of fruit is on our tree? And it can't be fruit cocktail. It's got to be. If it's orange and you represent it as glory to God, your identity ought to be glory to God for what you're saying and what you're doing in the name of Jesus. No perpetrating the fraud. Hallelujah. Get off of Hollywood Boulevard. Tipping, tapping, dipping, dabbling. Teach me to know your will. Oh, glory to my life to obedience. Do not let anything, Lord, interfere with your destiny for my life. I know you have great plans for me. According to Jeremiah 29:11, glory to God, he's got great plans for all of us. And the plan is for good and not for evil, declares the Lord, glory to God, to give us a future. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within. But we got to be covenant keepers, not covenant breakers. Oh, glory to God, help us, help me to find it. I praise you, Lord, for the comfort that you bring by just listening to me. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. God, we thank you Glory to God, for as we pray for them in the name of Jesus, and we pray for the parents in Jesus' name, so as they confirm, affirm the word over our children and be committed, glory to God, to stand firm on your word and aligning ourselves up with your word in the name of Jesus. And as you told us in Isaiah 54:13, tells us, my children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall the peace of my children. I thank you that you deliver whatever our child is, or whoever the children we are praying for, out of rebellion and right, and have a right relationship with us. Glory, I mean with you and with us as parents. In the name of Jesus, God, we bless you and we honor you and we thank you. Your plans for our children, even before they were born, Jeremiah 1:2. Help us, O Lord, to know and understand that we must let God control difficult situations. And always be mindful of to trust you. Heavenly Father, glory, help us to remember always that our children have belonged to you from the beginning. Help us, Lord, to understand that we are here to nurture them and to guide them in your ways while they are in our care. Lord, we have the mindful to be mindful to raise them up, glory to God, in the way that they should go in the admiration of the Lord, having made some mistakes of the flesh. We are not, oh my goodness, turn the page. I've been inserting prayers in between. We are not perfect. We did that. We did what we thought was right at the time, and we know that you know, Lord, our heart and honor that effort. If it is difficult, Lord, it is so difficult, or well, sometimes can be challenging, those who understand them and to be the way that we would like them to be. Even though it's difficult understanding, and we continue to give glory to you and put you in complete trust and expectation in your word. Thank you, Lord God, for reconciling the heart of our rebellious children, the ones that have the rebel. We remember also that we were rebellious at one time, and we thank God for your mercy and your grace that turned us around. So we declare the power of the enemy over our, we declare the power of the enemy over the children, null and void, according to Psalms 55:12-14. Thank you, Lord, for our children and for holding each one of them in your loving hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord God, for providing protection. Thank you, Lord God, for your loving kindness. Thank you, Lord God, for the power of prayer. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing us to come together and touch and agree in prayer. Thank you, Lord God, that the hand of enemy, glory to God, will not be able to snatch them out of your hand in the name of Jesus. We pray you give them a heart, Lord, as you bring them in, that they will not walk out, and they will want to walk into the righteousness and the holiness of God. We pray that you give a changed heart, changed mind, open the eyes that they may be able to see the dangers and the snares and the traps of the enemy and the schemes that he has, glory to God, to sabotage their lives and their destiny. Help us, God, to recognize that we don't use our tongue to be a sabot to sabotage the things that God has said to us. We believe you for our children. Believe you for the word. Believe you for change. Believe you, glory to God, for deliverance. Believe you, glory to God, to help us in our hearts, glory to God, and even things that we need to forgive our parents or our guardians or whoever, glory to God, to raise us or whatever situation we were came up in the name of Jesus. Help us to release so we can be able to be the parent, the grandparent, the auntie, the uncle, the guardian, the mentor that you've called us to be in the name of Jesus, because we are behindered our prayers if we don't walk in forgiveness of those things of the past. God, help us, glory to God, to have the patience to grow our wait on you, but also as we're waiting for them to change their hearts and minds, as we stand on the word and speaking and decreeing the word over them and for them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for deliverance in advance. Thank you, Lord God, for saving them in advance. Thank you, Lord, for saving our children, glory to God, our grandchildren, our seed, our glory to God. Oh, we are praying like never before. This hour and a time, we cannot, glory to God, get caught up on the world system and everything that's going on around in the world, everything that's going on and happened to us, that we miss what you're saying right now. We got to be alert and on our post, glory to God, so that whatever you give us, glory to God, we can be on our assignment to do it and be effective and not be an infection. In the name of Jesus, oh God, I pray, glory to God, for us as intercessors, for us as ministers of the gospel. And every one of us have ministers of reconciliation. But some of us, you have assigned the fivefold ministry, and you've given us, glory to God, to intercede and pray. Oh, God, I pray like never. ever before. While we are praying, God, we allow the Holy Spirit to check us. Anything that's in our lives that's not like God, as you reveal it, help us not to push it back further in the corner. Oh, glory to God, but let you come in and do the work to cleanse us. And glory to God, restore us. Glory to God, to cleanse us, to correct us, or whatever, so we can be that light for the flight for whatever work you want done. So when we go out there, glory to God, we won't go out with weights. We'll go out, glory to God. Hallelujah. Only weight we'll have, glory to God, is the word of the anointing to pour back out into the body, into the people that are needed. God, we just love you today, and we just praise you for your manifestation of your love, that mercy every morning, that grace every morning. Oh, God, for thanking you, teaching us how to have long-suffering and not let it be a cuss word. It'll be part of what you've already gone through so we can go through. You've been through so we can go through and be overcomers, triumphant, and victorious. God, help us to know, glory to God, without a shadow of doubt. Even when the enemy comes in like a flood, you'll raise up that standard, whether it be in our home, our children, our marriages, our finances, our sisters and brothers, glory to God, our ministry, or whatever it may be on the job, businesses. God, you're the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And you know what it takes in whatever situation. Even when our enemy persecutes us, you told us to bless us. You got a plan. Oh, that's mighty sweet, because you said, business is yours, said the Lord. The wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. Even when we're provoked by our children and situations around, God, give us the wisdom and the strategy not to lay down and be glory to God, a flow mat for nobody, to wipe feet or wipe poop on or whatever. But God, you got a plan, and if we'll listen to the plan of God, deny this flesh, crucify it, don't allow it to come back up out of the graveyard, putting graveyard clothes back on when somebody provoked you to this, that, and that. But have that Spirit of the Lord Jesus going through all that he went through on the way to Gethsemane. Ah, in the name of Jesus, God, and even on that cross, love kept him up there. Help us to do as God said, and it's going to take a daily walk with him. Precision, persistence and pursuing our perseverance. Oh, God, more and more for the stress to deny. It's not going to happen overnight, but it should be progress every day. And help us to remember that we're fearfully and wonderfully made in him. In him, not in our flesh, not glory to God, what we do and what we feel, glory to God, but in him, glory to God, we live and move and have our being. So thank God for your loving kindness, teaching us more how to be that example and be that light so we can be that light on the hill. Glory to that beacon light, glory to God, that light that don't go out, glory to God. We can be, glory to God, the salt of the earth. When it lost its Savior, what good is it to be trodden in the man's foot? No, we are not going to be. We're going to stand. Ah, glory to God, when we fall, glory to God, help us to stand fast and remember what God's word will raise us back up to stand whenever we fall short of something. In the name of Jesus, as we repent and give glory to God, praise unto you, and run to the rock that's higher than you. We bind Satan up and all of the cohorts, every setup, trap, plot, plan, and scheme in the name of Jesus. We pray and thank you for Mother, glory to God, McCormick, touching her body and her family and healing and deliverance there. Thank you, glory to God, for touching Teresa. We come against anything that will come against her spirit, man, to try to glory to God, get her discouraged. We know that kidney is coming on divine healing. Pray for First Lady Paige. Glory to God for even going through with her with that dialysis too as well, that you would heal and deliver. In the name of Jesus, we pray, glory to God, for a mother camp, God, that you're going to touch her body continuously as you're blessing her to be strengthened and encouraged after all that she, the bodies have been through at 91. We thank you for Mother Freeman, glory to God, at 95, God, challenged so much, glory to God, with the bones and hurting. But God, our spirit, man, is so alive and so, glory to God, excited about you. But God, I pray, glory to God, that she can be able to rest, and that inflammation in her legs and that pain in her shoulders and the back and the neck, oh, God, that it will be eradicated in the name of Jesus. Oh, bless the Lord. Because people out here, glory to God, walking around and driving and doing all kinds of things, even way older than she is. And she's up in age now. But God bless her. We know all things are possible through you. We thank you for touching Pastor Burton's body, glory to God. And the enemy is a liar. They're going to loose that shoulder and that hand, and she'll be able to operate it, glory to God, without having any pain or agony. But thank you for the pressing, the pursuing, and touch that knee and that back too as well. God, we just bless you today to keep her in courage as he stand fast as a vessel of the honor. God, we bless you, glory to God, for Pastor Bird, God, touching the prophet. God, encourage her, keeping that blood sugar regulated, binding the forces of the enemy that will try to come against her body, and even the new doctor that you're going to give her, have given her, God, to let them be concerned and caring, and glory to God, there won't be any glory to God not just casual a relationship, but God, he'll be on it on everything concerning her body in that area in the name of Jesus. We're praying, God, you continue to keep her encouraged as she continue to stand. Thank you, Lord, for justice, God, as you bless her, God, as you're bringing her forth out of this thing. We thank you, Lord, God, even though the tube hadn't come out of her mouth, you don't have no, she's not on no respirator anymore. Eyes open, glory to God, smiling and looking around. We just praying her full recovery, as her grandmother said, Apostle Burton. But we believe in God, as all the warriors all around, glory to God, different states and different places that are praying for, that God, you're working a miracle a second time on that respirator. But God, we're praying no more. All her body functions will be operational. We're praying, glory to God, for Pastor, my auntie, Mother Laura, God, that you bless, glory to God, as the mother in the Lord, mother, glory to God, as glory to God, as close as one can be in the natural as well as auntie. So we ask you, Lord, and thank you that you're hearing the great report that side, glory to God, she's moving it and more, glory to God, being able to lift her leg and move more now, but they don't want her to stand on them before. It wasn't that much operational going on, but God, you keep on proving yourself. We're praying total restoration, total restoring of every part functioning as it should be in the name of Jesus. Thank you that she's in good spirits too as well, talking good. God, we just bless you for all and pray for Pastor Betty. Pray for all the sisters and brothers across the land, all our preachers and ministers and pastors and apostles and whatever. We just pray, glory, for those teachers. Pray for these prayer warriors that's on divine connection, that you continue to bless them faithfully. We pray, glory to God, for those that are around the globe. Pray for Ukraine. Pray for the situation that's going on. Pray for our United States. Pray for this oil crisis. Pray against this monkey demon. The blood of you, all of it is demonic. But glory to God, the monkey pops and any other kind of disease or whatever in the COVID, we bind up and take authority over and curse and cancel it, that no matter what these numbers say, we're pleading the blood of Jesus that is coming down and be eradicated. It's not going to be rising. But pray for an awareness of people to recognize the error of their ways in the name of Jesus and come to a knowledge of truth. You gave every man a measure of faith and you gave him some common sense. But God, we pray as believers, we go past that. We got to be in alignment and compliance with your word and the supernatural power that you give us to bind and loose, that we'll be in place to be able to operational in it. We can't operate in our flesh and think we can walk in the power of the Lord. God, we just pray an awakening for the sleeping giant. We pray for those with these gun laws. We know hearts of man need to change, take a lot of stone, put in the heart of flesh, change the hearts and minds. Glory to all this stuff that's going on with these killings and murderers and all that. Every day you're hearing it, day and night, day and night, day and night, day and night. Oh, but please, the blood of Jesus, help us to have wisdom to hear your word day and night, and cancel out some of that stuff that we're hearing and listening to so we can be able to guard our hearts with all diligence, because it's a repeat, repeat. You said faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing the word of God. Help us to fill our spirits up with that. Have the current events, but have it in moderation so we'll know how to pray and also be effective in the power of the anointing. We'll have not slowing down because we're hearing all kinds of things, that we'll be able to stand and bind the hand of the enemy come against whatever, regardless of what we see. We're walking by faith. God, I pray right now, even for those, not only glory to God for that, for these gas prices, for our president and vice president, as well as the governor, Congress, and representatives, and recognize what we need to do in our United States and not to stretch ourselves so thin. And even with this stuff with Taiwan and China, all this brutal, the devil just setting the stage, because I always said from the beginning of this war, China, someplace in there, even going to try its way to connect with Russia, with whatever it is, but having too many fires and we stretching ourselves. God, we got to cover our own bases at our own house and all the things that are going on here and the people that are getting in line for food and this, that, and the other. Cover ourselves in the name of Jesus. Help where we can help, but not stretch too far in the name of Jesus, that we have to suffer on this side trying to be a good Samaritan. The devil is a lie. The blood of Jesus, the enemy can trick us over to God with things, and we think, glory out, we're doing good and cannot take care of our own household. We're praying that, oh, glory out, so many have been put out of their homes because now they don't have the money to cover the basis, glory to that God, of their rent or their mortgage. God, we're just praying our United States awakening, most of all. Turn back to In God We Trust. In the name of Jesus, all these other idol gods from all these other nations coming in, glory to God, and they worshiping their God, and you're protecting them, but you want to put the true and living God out the door. The devil is a lie. The blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we are praying, God, that you help us all. I pray for Alicia and Archie working so hard. Their bodies are so tired trying to finish up over at this house. God, thank you that the grandmother and the two babies, Nene and Angelina and Joseph Glory, where the grandmother was able to make the flight and heard from them now that they made it safely to California. Now they got to wait 2 or maybe 2.5 days for the mom and dad to get there because they got to drive the truck. Because of this crisis that came up, glory to God, where the enemy stole some of their monies and stuff like this from taxes and whatever. But nevertheless, God is still doing what he is. Thank God for all of those that are sending the love. Glory to God and monetary that have been a blessing. Pray for them that they get a hundredfold blessing back. But God, we're just praying safe travel for them. No hurt, harm, or danger. No stealing of the truck like some things have been on the news the other week. People stealing, glory to God, people's U-Hauls and stealing, glory to God, their properties. We plead the blood of Jesus. We pray no incident, accident, or nothing. No rushing, glory down the road. No problems over that, pushing it to the next mile when they're exhausted. We come against every voice of the enemy while you're tired and you try to slip little Mickey's in. We come against that and bind it up in the name of Jesus. And we pray they get to their destiny safely and blessings be on the other end. All things over to God. Even though they may be late getting that truck there, that they won't have to be paying no enormous money, no $100 an hour. We plead the blood of Jesus for every trap, snare, plot, plan the enemy has, God, that they'll get there safely. We are thanking you, Lord God, for all our sisters and brothers going through various situations in their lives right now. But God, you're still proving yourself. Thank you for the mercies and the grace. Thank you for turning things around. Thank you for your protection and shield. Oh, we pray for that family too, just hearing the shooting into the house and kill go around his father and his little 4-month-old baby. Just nothing else to do but the devil just shooting up the neighborhood. But thank God the little 9-year-old and the 11-year-old that was even in the house that was visiting, they didn't get killed. But it's sad to hear that and all the other stuff and the accidents and the incidents and the whatever robbing and this going on and that going on and so much other murdering. Pray for those families around in Texas. Continue to heal and deliver and set free. Their hearts being so broken and hurt around. All the voices that the enemy is sending out, glory to God, to cause some to become bitter. Some people, when they do that all across the land, when you hear stuff like this, get fearful and fretful and don't know whether they should go in or go out or go this place or that, even what happened in Buffalo and other places. And even prior to that, some still trying to get over that mental anguish of the pain and agony. Some, glory to God, become suicidal people. Glory to God, become depressed, oppressed. Some, glory to God, get to the point they're so withdrawn. Other, when the enemy send out these kind of fear tactics and all, he got 5 and 6 different things, glory to God, he sent out along with it to destroy people and to hurt them and to cause them to be bitter and other ones, glory to God, go into wrath against the situation. God, but I'm praying and binding up and canceling every assignment and every plot, plan, and scheme he already set up, and even the things that he come against the believers as they praying and standing in the gap. We bind him up in the name of Jesus. Loose him from his assignment for all the evilness, glory to God, and plots and plans that will not get depressed and suppressed or find out. Well, you know, child, and the devil and this. We are not going to exalt him. We recognize him and bind him, take authority over him and loose him from his assignment, but we're not going to be a cheerleader for him. We're going to exalt the Lord because he's doing still great and mighty things in the midst of it all, that we go in and out as you lead us. And grow up, we'll not be fearful and fretful. We'll just be wise, but we'll be led by the Spirit with discernment in the name of Jesus, that we'll continue to go out and fight the good fight of faith, that we'll not shut down being that light and being that example and being that witness, because the laborers are few and he wants to keep us from glory, witness, and keep us, glory, from living saved and holy. Keep us from walking in the peace and the joy and the fear and the admiration of the Lord. Oh, I just want to be complainers and murmurers and depressed and suppressed and agitated and aggravated, spreading, glory to God, those kinds of spirits around. But we bind it up, take authority over and loosen from this assignment. We pray against the depression of sickness and disease about what's going on in the body, what could happen, what should happen, who did what, who didn't. Glory to God, for those that betrayed us and those, glory to God, that are not being fair, those that are not getting promotion, those that, glory to God, doing everything the enemy is doing, we need to pray and bind and loosen from his line. We're going to be discouraged once in a while, but that's why you told us to take courage and encourage ourselves. That's why you said in your word, pray one for another and pray without ceasing and bear one another burdens, uplifted, touching, agreeing, bind and loose. God help us get on our post, because we kind of like breaking down in some things that we're letting get in our eye gates and our ear gates, that we are not going, and we find ourselves speaking contrary to your will. You said, so is the man thinketh in the heart, so is he. Our life and death is the power of the tongue. Bind up, glory at the hand of the enemy, and speak life and speak over to God what the word is saying, not what we see, and not be moved by that. So we can walk by sight, walk by faith, as we come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. Ah, God, and cast the cares and remember whose we are and who we are and the authority and the power you've given us and sharpen our tools and make sure all our armor is on in the name of Jesus. Ah, dispatch our angels. God, thank you for them being encamped about us, and thank you for the ministering angels binding up Satan, all of the cords, every setup, trap, plot, plan, and scheme, even through this night, trying to come up against anything or any of us or our families, our loved ones, our ministry, our homes, or whatever that you assign to us, and the blessing, even those things that we possess. We bind the hand of the enemy and plead the blood of Jesus. God, even this day that's been set up for a memorial time, glory to God, for our soldiers and for those who once have given their lives and other places, glory to God, where people have sacrificed. God, we are praying that you bless and you touch and you heal and deliver. Encourage those that are left behind, that their hearts are broken or hurting, and some might be still going through, glory to God, for some of the pain and agony of what, glory to God, their loved ones or whatever. God, we are praying for that, not only loves and friends. We're praying for our soldiers. God, you continue to bless them that served in the military. Bless them, glory to God, for all that they contribute. God, whether it be on a short time, long time, God, we bless you for them. Pray for those that are out there now in these situations and trenches and all kinds of stuff and undercover, this place, that, and the other, trying to do the work. Keep them, God, protect them, save, deliver. Some may be already saved, but we come against fear and other things that we're in with, try to come and overwhelm them or take their lives. We plead the blood of Jesus in the midst of all of this that's going on. And even that fight, there's those soldiers that are out there in Ukraine and those ones over to God around in other areas. And even some that may be under a dictatorship, may have a new because they commanded, knowing, glory to God, they'll be like their hero spirit. They're going to destroy them, or glory to God, if they don't do what they're told to do. But God, some of them are just bitter like that, just follow suit after their leader, but other ones, they have to do it because they're dictated. We plead the brothers, but most of all, we just praying for all of our soldiers, glory to God, everywhere, especially glory to God, even here in the United States, as well as Ukraine and other countries in NATO and whatever. We pray for the leaders, pray for wisdom. We're praying against this power struggle, this thing right here, greed and whatever. God, but you're going to show yourself strong in a little bit. This thing, glory to God, I have an expiration date on it, but God, we are praying that so many more lives don't have to be lost. Praying for those people and those children that have been separated from them. One another. God, there's so much to continue to pray for, but help us, God. Help us, glory to God, to be grateful. Help us to pray and seek your face. Help us to cast these cares and these weights. Oh, God, we come against, glory to God, even the spirit of the enemy trying to come back in with COVID and foolishness and even that monkey poppet demon. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus and we speak life. Cover us under the blood, that we don't have this thing not come now dwelling. But even if it, you allow it to not even come near our dwelling, we thank you that the testimony of the glory of God be manifested. When the enemy planned and plotted for it to happen, didn't happen and will not happen. Keep us covered under the blood as we go in and out in the name of Jesus. We bless you for those, glory to God, to live and save. All they know how, give them strength. Don't let them, glory to God, get weak and fall back or give up. Don't let it be that they just coast along, glory to God, for in that salvation. But we are praying that there will be a foot fight of faith. Oh, God, we bless you. We thank you, glory to God, even in this Memorial Day. May not be but a few of us online, but we are praying as we pray fervently. And those that are out and doing various other things, glory to God, and taking care of business or having time with their families or doing what, bless them, protect them, shield them. Don't let no hurt harm today. Praying that nobody be out there depressed, oppressed, or suppressed, glory to God, that they'll be out there that you are called to pray or seek the face of the Lord, wherever they may be, on this line or around the globe, that you continue to keep them, God, and bless them. And even our leaders, God, bless them like never before to fight the good fight of faith, that we got to be able to come together and not have all this divided line in between feelings and emotions and all kind of foolishness and discord and power struggles and prestige to keep us from being on one accord. The devil is using that as a strategy, glory to God, to keep us divided, to keep us from being able to hear what God say and to do what he say. Because he said a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, and they said we can't serve no two masters in the, and he's a jealous God. So we got to get this thing right so we can see the manifestation of the power of God, not on a small scale, but all around the globe on a large scale. Let it burn like a fire blazing. Glory to God, can't be put out. This kind of anointing that will burn the things off of us that is not like God and cause us to burn on the inside. Glory to God, like those, and be ready like those, the five wise virgins. God, we just love you today. Thank you for your healing power and deliverance. You're so marvelous, so wonderful, as we pray ye one for another. In the mighty name of Jesus. Praise ye the Lord. Brother Black came on first, and we have Mother Willette that came on afterwards, and so we're going to do it in that order. Then McCormick came on, and I guess we're probably have Rachel pray for a little while too afterwards. And Pastor Bird was out, but she said she may try to see if she can get back in time. But right now, for who's on, that's what we're going to go with. And bless the Lord. I know it took some time, but I don't want to just let God bless us because the enemy is a liar. We will, glory to God, be blessed and encouraged no matter what's going on around us. We're standing on God's word.
Amen. Hallelujah. Touch and agree with the prayer. Amen. I thank God how he has given you increase. My family came over, and we just had a little, get together for Memorial Day, and it was just such a blessing. It was sweet. I just thank God for it. And Father God, we just thank you. We worship you, God. Lord, hallelujah. Just to, as a reminder, when we think about the past, God, just thinking about all the things you've done for us, and we didn't acknowledge it. We never had any thought about it. Some we took for granted, but just to think, sit and think about all of the things you've done for us in the past, God, we say thank you in the name of Jesus, God. Even the present, the great things you're doing, Lord, right in our midst, God, we say thank you. How can we thank you enough? The Bible said if I had 1,000 tongues, I couldn't thank you enough. You're so awesome in all your ways. You're mighty. We serve a mighty God. My God, thank you, Jesus, for the great things you're about to do. I have not seen nor ear heard nor come into the heart of man the things you have prepared for those who love you. God, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise. We say thank you. Truly, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You're there with us. You comfort us. You are with us. Your rod and your staff comforts us. You prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. You anoint our head with oil. Our cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God, this is the truth. We thank you, Lord. Oh, my God, we lift up the nations right now. Oh, God, every nation, every tribe, every kindred, every tongue, God. Oh, Lord, send your word, God. Send ministers by, God, that to share the good news and their heart be humbled, touched by your power. Your Holy Spirit, draw them. Draw them in, God. Draw them nearer to the cross that they'll say, what must I do to be saved, God? Open the eyes of their understanding that they may behold the beauty out of your law and your law only. Oh, my God, we thank you for the anointing, God. We thank you for the anointing right now. Oh, God, there's nothing, Lord, that we can do without your help. Oh, God, you're the only help I know. You're the only help I know, God. Lord, our matriarchs and our patriarchs, God, the ones that are in school, God, in college, high school, grammar school, pre-K, kindergarten, God, our babies, Lord, all over the face of the earth, God, touch them, cover them, God. Lord, have people to surround them, God. And even share the good news according to the ages and the age of accountability, the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that they may have, God. And, Lord, give them more in the name of Jesus. Send your ministers by, God, to help them, Lord, to teach them, God. We all need to be taught. Each one teach one, God. Oh, Lord, and let your word, Lord, fill their bellies to overflowing. Let them walk in the newness of light. Let them walk in the light, for you are the light. Let them walk in love, God, the agape love, in the name of Jesus, God. The homeless, the incarcerated, whether they did something or not, God, you're here to change everybody's life. You came and died on the cross for all mankind. The whosoever that believes on you shall not perish but have everlasting life. Oh, God, thank you for your outstretched hand. You send your word and we believe your report. God, we bless your name in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord. We draw a bloodline around the perimeter of our house, our property, our children, Lord, siblings, God, mates, God, in the mighty spouses, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Have your way in their lives, God. Show your might and your glory. Let them walk in the and grow in the integrity that you have taught them, God. Oh, God, you taught them your precepts, your commands, God, your ways, God. Oh, my God, we just thank you, Lord, how your blood is covering them fresh. Never loses power. Never gets stale. It's just fresh. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And fresher the next day. New mercies the next day. Slate is clean when we repent. Oh, God, we thank you. You're a God of mercy. Hesed in Hebrew. You're a God of hesed. Oh, my God, we thank you, God. The ones, Lord, that don't have anywhere to eat, God. Yes, lay their head, God. The ones are out in the street making money, male and female, God. The ones that are confused and blind, God. Oh, send your word. Send ministers by. Oh, God, we all need you. Oh, Lord, our righteousness is as of a filthy rag. We all need you, God. You're the faithful one. You're the God of love. Oh, God, you said don't be afraid. It's you. You're with us. You'll help us. You'll strengthen us. You'll uphold us with the right hand of your righteousness. Your remnant, no one can pluck us out of your hand. But, Lord, you tell us to go into the hedges and highways and compel them to come to the cross to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. Thank you for anointing us, God. Thank you for sending us forth, God. Thank you that we can be those beacons of light in which maybe some may not ever see another beacon of light again, but we might just be that light to see, and they be converted. Oh, God, we thank you, God. What the enemy meant for bad, God, you turn it around for all of our good and your glory. We just lift up Israel right now, God. Situations they're going through. Enemies all around them, but Israel is still standing because they're your remnant. We thank you, God. We speak well to Israel. We thank you for your delivering power over Israel. We thank you for your saving grace. We thank you, Lord, that the roads that were crooked are straightened now. We thank you, Lord, that they're the lenders and not the borrowers. We thank you, Lord, that they're above and not beneath. We thank you they're anointed by the Holy One of Israel. We thank you that signs and wonders follow them because they believe. We thank you, Lord, that they eat the fat of the land. And we thank you goodness and mercy shall follow them all the days of their life. And you have them in the power of your hands, God. We thank you, Lord, for military and armed forces, God. Today is a memorial day in which we're celebrated. For the vets, the ones that lost their lives, the ones that are still on active duty, the ones, God, amen, many family members, many wars, God, and many of them are homeless, don't have a place to stay or eat, treated wrong. But God, we ask you to look upon these things and turn them around for your glory, God. Even send the church by to straighten these things out. Oh, send finances in the church, God. You said the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. And we thank you, Lord, for we are in this season for the wicked to release their wealth. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that signs and wonders follow us because we believe in God. A demonstration is soon about to happen, God. It's right on the horizon. It's not tarrying, but it's coming in like a mighty rushing wind. I see it and I thank you for it. Yes. I touch and agree with Apostle Hubbard that we can be on our posts and remain there. And Lord, help me to be on my post and remain that, walking upright before you, pleasing in your sight. Hallelujah. I humble myself now, God. Oh, Jesus, seeking your face more, turning from my wicked ways, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. You are a restorer of the breach, God, and it doesn't matter who it is, God. You're just gracious, and you have open arms. Always. God, we thank you for the essential workers, all the things that they went through, God. They're still standing, God. You've empowered them not only to take on a task like that, but see them through. And we thank you, God. Lord, we lift up even our truck drivers, God. How the gas prices are and how they try to shut the truck industry down because of COVID. No vaccinations. You can't operate your vehicle and things like that. The devil threw a curveball, God, but you smacked it out the way. You're not a grand slam, God. You hit it over the park. You hit it back to the pits of hell from which they came. And we thank you for it, God. Thus binding the hands of the enemy, taking up your weapons, your tools, all of your cohorts with you, commanding you to be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, according to the word of God. Now we loose the flavor and the favor of God. Oh, Lord, we lose a strengthening here on this earth. Lord, we send your word, Lord, in every corrupt and inactive, not supposed to be active place, God. Oh, yes, Lord. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Let the inoperable say, I am operable. In the name of Jesus, we stand on your word, God. We speak to the mountain, God. Every mountain, God, even in our communities, in the governments, local, God, the state governments, the U.S. government, God. Hallelujah, God. We send your word, God. We're healed. We're delivered. We're not bound, but we're free. Hallelujah. Blessings flowing on us. All around us, literally run after us and overtake us, our families, our loved ones, God, our businesses. Hallelujah. Debt cancellation, we speak healing and health over our bodies, God. In the name of Jesus, wholeness, the peace of God, shalom, nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking. Hallelujah. No poverty. We're not under the curse of the law. But we are Jesus, and if we're Jesus, then we're the seed of Abraham and heirs according to the promise. In the name of Jesus, God, we have power in the inside of us. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. God, we thank you, God. Hey, my God, thank you, Jesus. Lord, that we can walk in the light as you are in the light, oh my God, that we can walk the straight and narrow. Straight is the gate. Narrow is the gate. And straight is the way. And very few there be that we find on that road. And God, we're going to continue to trust you. We're going to continue to lean on you, for you are all that we have. And God, you're so much. You're more than enough. You are so much. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Lord, praise God, hallelujah. Father God, in that precious and holy and righteous name of Jesus, that name that's above every name, I want to say thank you. I bow to you, Father God. I'm in appreciation, hallelujah, that you're yet on the throne. Hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah. Nothing that's going on has taken you by surprise. I thank you, Lord God, that you've taught us in your word to pray. So as we come praying, I come believing, glory be to God, that, hallelujah, what your word says regarding every situation that we face, Lord God, that your word is so. I stand on your promises, and I thank you that you hear us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And John 16:23 says, whatsoever we ask you, Father, in Jesus' name, you will give it to us so that our joy will be full. Glory be to God. I just want to say hallelujah to the glory of God. I praise you this evening because you are just who you say you are. You are El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are God, hallelujah, and you're bigger than what our eyes see. You're bigger than any circumstance, any situation. In Jesus' name, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You're greater. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. No one, there's none like you, Father God. Glory be to God. I thank you that you love us. You proved how much you love us when you gave your only begotten son, Jesus, to come here to be an example for us and then lay his life down, suffer through a crucifixion, Lord God, and then on the third day get up from the grave. Glory be to God. God, you love us, and you are for us. And contrary to what all these chaotic situations are going on, God, I thank you, Lord God, that your eyes are upon the righteous, glory be to God, for good, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You have concerns for us,
And they are good, hallelujah, because you are a good God. You are marvelous, hallelujah. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Glory be to God. I just thank you this evening. I touch and agree with Pastor BJ, glory be to God, and Brother Black with their prayers, dear God. I touch and agree because you said what we touch and agree here on earth, Lord God, hallelujah, you'll do it in the name of Jesus. So I'm in agreement, Lord God. I'm in agreement with the prayers for the young people, for our nation, for our leaders, Lord God, for the body of Christ, leadership in the body, for people everywhere, Lord God. I'm in agreement with the prayer. And God, I'm just trusting you that you see every situation. And God, I thank you and I pray that this time of trouble, or Lord God, this time of seeing chaotic, I pray, God, that soon that rest, glory be to God, Lord God, we can rest in you, Lord God. We can hope in you, Lord God. We do because we know you are who you say you are. Hallelujah. And your word teach me that you are able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. So I thank you, Lord God, and I take you at your word. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by what? The word of God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that the prayers go up. You hear them, and you do something about it according to your divine will, purpose, and plan for all of our lives. Lord God, we are, Lord God, your word teaches that you will perfect that which concerns me. The children, Lord God, people, Lord God. Lord God, I just want people to learn how to treat other people like they are humans. Lord God, that treat people humanely. Be kind to others. Kindness beget kindness. Mercy begets mercy. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Love begets love. The agape, not this other kind that people think they know about, Lord God. Help us all, Father, in the name of Jesus. Matthew 6, chapter, Jesus, the disciples asked, teach us to pray. And you said to them after this manner, pray. Our Father, you are our Father which art in heaven, Heavenly Father. Hallowed be your name. We praise you. We worship you. We honor you. We exalt you because you're worthy all by yourself. Glory be to God. You are the all-powerful, all-seeing, all-knowing. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. You are great God, greater, Lord God, than even we can, greater than all of our sin. Hello, somebody. Glory be to God. So hallowed be your name. Lord God, I pray that your kingdom come. What kingdom, Sister Willie? Father, the kingdom of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. We've had enough chaos. We've had enough sickness, had enough death, had enough craziness that's going on, insane shootings and murders, Lord God, suicide. God, we pray in Christ Jesus' name that your kingdom come, your kingdom, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your will be done. Your will is always good for us. It's better than we know for our own selves, Father God. We pray your will be done here on earth, in our lives, everywhere, in the name of Jesus, as your will is done in heaven. And Father God, we just bow to you and we appreciate you right now in Christ Jesus' name. I just want to thank you and give you glory, honor, and praise. I worship you. I thank you, Lord God, that hallelujah. Lord God, when the enemy thinks he's winning, he better find out that he's losing and he's going to be recompensed for all of the tribulation that he's caused your people. So, yes, we be encouraged, hallelujah, to hope in your word, to hope in thee, and know that you're going to straighten it all out, glory be to God. Thank you that, yes, I pray. I still pray, Father, in Christ Jesus' name, yes, I do, that cancer is a thing of the past. This sugar diabetes, high blood pressure, Lord God, this incontinence and circulation disorders, whatever it is, Lord God, we pray against aneurysms and heart attacks and strokes. Yes, in Christ Jesus' name, because you taught us in Mark the 11th chapter to have faith in you. Yes, I have faith in you. And speak to the mountain and say, uproot yourself and be cast in the sea, and shall not doubt you will have just what you say. So, God, I believe, just like the centurion said, Lord Jesus, just and my servant will be, say the word, Lord Jesus, and this COVID and this monkeypox, all this other sickness and disease, these mind disorders, Lord God, the chaos that the enemies are, standard be lifted against him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Glory be to God. Thank you for the power of your word, Lord God. You said we abide in you and your word abide in us. We can ask what we will and it shall be done. Hallelujah. So, Father, I thank you. I lift up, Lord God, people everywhere. Some have had surgeries. I pray that you give them a strong recovery. I touch and agree with Lord God. Only you can release supernatural miracles. Lord God, you are doing such awesome miracles, and sometimes people don't get to hear about them, but you're saving lives every single day. Glory be to God. Thank you for the brand new mercies that you allow us to receive each day. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Your word teach me. Praise God. I wish that people would just do right, Jesus. You told us in Psalms 1, praise God, blessed. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of the sinner, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. So we're praying, Lord God, that people come out of darkness. That, Lord God, we pray that that deceiver, Lord God, is, Lord God, loose from people's lives. I pray the sword of the Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. The sword of the Spirit, hallelujah, which is your anointed word, will be released in the earth today to go forth in Christ Jesus' name, whatsoever we say, and set free, save, heal, and deliver. God, that the sword of the Spirit, Lord God, will break every yoke of bondage, the bondage of sin, the bondage of addictions and strongholds, the bondage of these diseases and sicknesses, Lord God, these mind disorders. Break every darkness, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, hallelujah, that you will manifest yourself to the world. Manifest yourself to those that are yet lost, Lord God. I pray that people will come to Jesus before it's too late. I pray, Lord God, and I thank you how you bless Miss Ann's brother to, Lord God, be in a recovery now after crashing on a motorcycle and breaking his pelvis and having some internal bleeding, but now he's sitting up and he's smiling and talking. God, only you can do something like that to cause someone to recover from that. Thank you for what you're doing. We thank you, Lord God, for all of those lives that have been touched by this COVID, this sickness, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God. I pray that they had sense enough to take the vaccine, and if they did or whether they didn't, I pray that you shorten the stay of the illness and give them, Lord God, a miraculous recovery based on your word, hallelujah, where you sent your word to heal them. Your kingdom come. In your kingdom, there's no sickness. There's no disease. There's no chaos. Glory be to God. It's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. God, teach us, Lord God. Teach us how to pray. What to pray about. Teach us to learn to sit and just shut up and listen to you, and then be willing to be quick to be in obedience to you. We lift up our families, Lord God, our friends, our neighbors, Lord God, their families. We pray for our children. We want our children to be saved. I didn't say I wanted them to have the best house on the street or the most money in the bank. I just want them to know you, Lord God, and be doing and making good decisions on the earth and being a light to draw others to you, Father, in Christ Jesus' name. Your divine will be done in their life, and bring them out of the mouth of the villainous lion in the name of Jesus. Loose them from every bit of darkness and every bad decision. God, I pray that they are repentant themselves and that they'll turn to you and realize and say, God, I need to live for you. I've been making my own decisions for too long. Now it's time for me to hear what you have to say and to be quick to be in obedience. Help me, Lord God. Help us all, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, for my brother and sisters on this line, Lord God, and those that don't even say anything. I pray favor in their life. I pray that their needs are met, nothing missing, nothing broken. I pray for divine healing in their life. I thank you, Lord God, for recovery. I pray for restoration, and I pray, Lord God, for rest, rest in the mind. Hallelujah. I pray, Lord God, as they think of the goodness of God and how you're going to do what you say. You do it when you get ready, Father God. But I pray that you shorten the stay of some of this chaos, and, Lord God, give people a refreshing, Lord God. I pray for the body of Christ, the leaders, Lord God. I pray for our leaders and not just our nation but other nations. God, I pray for the soldiers, our military, Lord God, our armies, Lord God. I pray for those, Lord God, that have lost so many loved ones, Lord God. And I pray for the babies, those that were witnessing to this horrible shooting in Uvalde. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, God, touch, move by your presence, your hand be upon these babies. And God, I pray that your supernatural deliverance be in their life. Comfort the parents, Lord God. Ah, dear God in heaven, have mercy. God, we know you're yet on the throne. You see everything that's going on. We pray for your help. We pray against this unnecessary, this crazy shootings from even young people, Lord God, then winding up in prison. Jesus, Jesus, I pray, Lord God, that you give your servants, Lord God, what their specific assignment is for this day. Help us to be light in this earth and to be the people of God that we ought to be and rise up and say something against the injustice, this bad behavior in Christ Jesus' name. We need your help, Father. And we look to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help comes from you. You're our creator. You're our sustainer, our preserver. Lord God, I thank you right now. I bless you right now. Touch those, Lord God, that may be having an ailment this evening, Lord God, a sickness, Lord God. We bind up the demon of oppression because when we think of your word, Lord God, let us rest in what you say. You made promises to us, and you're going to bring it to pass. We thank you, Lord God, that you are our hope, our help. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. We thank you this evening. Bless your people, Lord God. Strengthen us all. Help us. We love you, Lord God. We bless you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for each and every one that have already prayed on tonight. We give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we just ask him to forgive us for every sin and fault that we have said or done. And we just thank you, Lord God, for his word and letting us know in Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. We just thank God for Pastor Hub on tonight. We give honor to her on tonight. And we just thank God for Brother Black and Sister Willette. We thank God for them on tonight. Have already prayed, and we touch and agree with them right now. And the one that comes behind me in the name of Jesus, because we know, God, that you are a God at sea, and we know you see every problem, every situation that's going on in this world today. And we realize, God, that so much has happened, Lord God, but we know, God, that you are God that sits high and look low, and you see everything that's going on. And we know, God, in your appointed time, God, you're going to move and you're going to work these things out for our good. And we just praise you, Lord God, and we just ask you to look down on those that's struggling on tonight, those that's going through different situations in their minds tonight, Lord God. Though that might be going through situation, Lord God, where they have lost their loved ones, God, and just don't understand why so much is going on like it going. But, God, we just pray, Lord, that they will realize, Heavenly Father, God, that you is a God that's able, Lord God, to give them the strength to be able to hold on and just keep the faith, Lord God. In the midst of the storm, in the midst of the things that we're going on, letting us know, Lord, as we go through our storms and go through our situation, realizing we can just hold on and that somebody else can see why we're going on, because we realize God is the one that's taking us through the storm. Let us know we're not in the storm by ourselves, that Jesus is in the storm with us. So I just thank God. Thank God that knowing that as we go through our trials and our tribulations, that he is the one that said in his word he would never leave us nor forsake us. So that is one good thing that we can always remember and we can always think about, that we know our Savior is in that storm with us. Like he was in the Bible when it said Meshach, when they was in the boys was in the fire furnace. Knowing that the man looked in there, he said, I put three in there, but I see four walking in there, letting us know, and as we go through our storm, that he's in the midst of it. in the name of Jesus. So we just thank God for everything that he's doing on tonight. We pray as we touch and agree about the young people. Oh, God, so much has happened, Lord God. We pray for all the young people, Lord God. We pray for the situation, the thing that's going on. And we pray, Lord God, even, Lord God, now that we see that so many things are going on about food, you know, we see where they're talking about the peanut butter. And now I hear that now they're saying something about strawberries. So I pray, Lord God, if anyone have any, some kind of strawberry in their home, that I don't know what the label was, but if you do, just kind of find out what it is so you won't eat it in the name of Jesus. And I just pray, Lord God, for the babies, Lord God, all the little babies, all the precious little babies. And I ask I ask a special prayer for my little grandbaby here, God. I'm so concerned about it, and some in a way knowing that sometimes they slow at talking, but that this baby will soon be 2 years old and still not really talking. And so, God, I just pray for her, whatever the situation might be going on with her. It seems like she got a word to tell the people, but she just can't get it out. She comes out hollering and coming out just trying to say things, but she can't get the word out what she wants to say. So I just pray, Lord God, that one day that word will come out. And I don't know what it might be. It may be something to help us. It may be something to hurt us or something that we need to take heed to. But whatever it is, I believe that God got a word for this in this baby belly that's going to be able to tell us something in the name of Jesus. So I just pray, Lord, for her and other little children, Lord God, so many precious little young babies, so many little precious little imps in the Lord God. My heart goes out for the little kids. And I just pray, Lord God, that continue to keep a hedge around me and keep her, Lord, just like Brother Black. Like he'd be so concerned about the babies too, and I am too. Just so concerned about it. Just praying for the world as a whole, the young people, even though that just came out of college. I pray for them, though that's still in school, God. I pray for the school kids that's still in school. I pray for them. The school that my granddaughter is still in school. I pray, Lord, for the things that God is showing her, some things in school, and I pray that you will keep her and keep an angel around her, and how she be telling me things about different stuff that's about school. And I just told her about this here a verse in the Bible where it said, "No weapon formed against her shall prosper." And I would also let her know that if she don't know what the word is saying, there's a song she can just sing it out within her heart. And no weapon formed against her shall prosper. It might try to form it, it won't prosper. So I just pray, and I've been trying to just, you know, let her know some things. And I just ask you, Lord God, to just deal with these people that's out here in this world today that have these guns and not even thinking about themselves. They ain't thinking about nobody else. And Lord God, I bind up the devil or the enemy, because we know that the enemy come to kill, steal, and destroy, but you come that we have life and that more abundantly. So we pray right now, God. Pray for each and every young people everywhere, Lord God. And Lord, we just ask you right now to look down on Lord God, the medicine that we take. You know, even medicine that we take sometimes. We pray, Lord, for the medicine that we take too, Lord God, because we just don't know. You know, I begin to think we take medicine, we don't even know what's in the medicine. That's why we have to pray over our medicine. We don't know what we be taking. We be studying taking medicine, and there's side effects to it, and we just study taking it, and we don't even know what it is. It could be something that's making us, if we feel bad, so it could be something making us feel bad or whatever. So, but God, we ask you, Lord God, to give us that discerning of the spirit, that we can discern some things. We know that there's doctors, and we know there's nurses, and we know there's all these different things that the people in the world, but and that they trying to help us. But Lord, we just ask you to just help us to have an eye to see these things, Lord God, because there's so much coming on the land, and we just have to be particular how we put different stuff in our mouth and in our body, because we just don't know. So God, we just pray that we would just have a mind to know how to search out things, to know how to search out some things in our lives, when we go forward, we go through a different situation, because we know you sent your word. You sent your word to heal us, God. You sent that word to heal us, and you said that you didn't want us to be ignorant to the devil's advice. You want us to be ignorant to a lot of things that's going on. You said you wish above all that we shall prosper and be in health as our soul prospers. And the word of God tells us in Psalm 118:9-7, it said, I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. So we just, Lord, we just want to be able to be able to declare the works of the Lord. We want to be able to let men and women know that you are the answer. Then let our light shine, that men and women can see the Jesus in our life, and let them know that it ain't all about the house on the hill. It ain't all about what all the money and stuff that you got. It's all about Jesus, because we can have all the money in the world. We can have a beautiful home. We can have this and that, and we still can die. We still can leave all. We came in this world with nothing, and we're going to die and leave nothing. We ain't going to have nothing when we leave here. So I just pray, Lord, that people would get this understanding that it ain't all what we got. And if you got Jesus, that's enough. But it ain't all about this materialistic stuff that we got. So I just pray this afternoon, God. I just pray that you, Lord God, would look on people all over the world. And it's okay. It's okay to have a beautiful home. It's okay to have a beautiful car. It's okay to have a little money. But don't let that money ruin you. Don't let it take advantage of you. Don't just put that before you. That's the thing. Just help us not to do that in the name of Jesus. So, God, I just thank you, Lord. I don't know. It just came into my spirit to say that in the name of Jesus, because God is a jealous of God. He wants us to love him. He wants to come before him. He wants us to seek his face. He wants us to trust in him and lean not to our own understanding. He wants us to be what he wants us to be. He wants us to learn how to abide in him and let that word abide in us, that we can have what we say. He wants us to be what he wants us to be, not what we want to be. So I just thank you, Lord God, because he tells us, let us not be weary and well-doing, but in due season, we're going to reap if we faint not. We'll reap some of this stuff if we faint not. And he wants us to come boldly and talk to him about whatever's going on with us. Don't worry about the situation. Just trust him. And lean not to your own understanding, all your ways acknowledge him, that he will direct your path. So, God, we thank you, Lord. We pray. We pray, Lord God, for this Memorial Day, and knowing that so many have lost their loved ones, so many just down and out this day, Lord. And it's just so sad, but we just got to keep trusting and rejoicing in the Lord. That's what the enemy wants us to do. He wants us to get down and out. He don't want us to be rejoicing in the Lord. He don't want us to rejoice, because we know the joy of the Lord is our strength. Knowing that we ain't got no joy, we ain't got no strength. So knowing that we can just somewhere or another, we can just pull out some, we can just look down deep down in our spirit. We say, hey, we don't have to go through this situation. I know my Redeemer lives because he lives within me in the name of Jesus. So sometimes we got to press our way. We have to press our way. We have to just believe God is the God that sees, the God that's able to bring us out and to help us. As we go through our trials and tribulations, as we go through the storm, we got to realize that we're not in a storm by ourselves. So, God, I just thank you, Lord God, for the things that I have been through and I'm yet going through. I'm yet coming out. And I thank God for it in the name of Jesus. And I will rejoice to the Lord in my salvation. I will lift up the name of Jesus. No matter what come or go, I said, God, I got to trust you. I got to lean on you. I got to depend on you. I can't let it down. I can't let the word down. I got to always know that you will be by my side no matter what come or go. I got to realize, God, that you took me through so many different things in my life. And without you, I could do nothing. But with you, I can do all things. So I give it all to you today, because you told us many are the affliction of the righteousness. But the Lord will deliver us out all. And I just praise you on today, and I pray for the world as a whole. I pray for each and every one that's going through the trials and the tribulation, things that's happening in the world. I pray for them all in the name of Jesus, all the families that struggle, the government, the body of Christ as a whole, those that's sick in their body, pains all in their body. Oh, God, I pray for them tonight, Lord Jesus. Those that's in jail on tonight, I ask you to touch them tonight, Lord. Those, Lord God, that's going through situation and marriage problems, Lord, touch them, Lord. Help them to love one another. Help them to come together and love one another. Oh, God, I pray, Lord God, for the teachers in school. Oh, God, I ask you to look on them as they teach the children, Lord God. Pray that you will keep them, Lord God. Look on all the prayer warriors on the line and those that's not on the line, those that have come on the line. The listeners, Lord God, praying for them. Help us, Lord. Help us to stand. Help us to keep our focus. Help us to keep our mind on you because you are the author. You are the one that's able to help us to go through. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you on tonight, Lord God, for all that you're doing because you told us to cast all our cares upon you because you cares for us. We know that old enemy come to kill, steal, and destroy, but we know that you said that you come that we have life and that more abundantly. I know I keep saying that, but I know, God, that you are greater than the enemy. You are the one. We are the one that's able, Lord, to see us through. You are the one that's able to bring us out. You told us, God, in Matthew 11, come unto me all who are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest on your soul. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Let us know we can come. No matter how the problem is, no matter what the situation is, we can come. We can lift our eyes unto the hills from which coming our help. We know all our help come you. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, for Psalm 46 and 1. God is our refuge, our strength, and very present help in a time of trouble. He is our help today. All our help come from you today. We thank you, Lord, for everything that's going on because we know you see it. And we know you're going to turn it around. In your appointed time, you're going to work it out. If we just only hold on and keep this faith and trust in you, you will turn things around. Knowing that we're in a changing world. A world is changing. We can always depend on our unchangeable God. We're in a world that's changeable. We can always depend on our unchangeable God. He's not a changeable person. He's not a person. He's the same God today as he was yesterday. He said in his word, he changes not. So we thank you, Lord God. We ask you to continue to go with each and every one as we continue to lift up the name of Jesus in a day and time like this. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. We're going to go ahead and have Mother Alexander go ahead and pray. Sister Rachel's dropped off and she came back on, but I'm going to go ahead and let Mother Alexander pray, and then after that will be Sister Rachel. God bless you, Mother.
Hallelujah, Lord. Father God, we thank you so much, Lord. Thank you for mercy and grace in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for who you are. Thank you for blessing us going out and coming in, Lord. Most of all, Father God, we thank you for waking us up this morning in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord. Because without you, Heavenly Father, we wouldn't be here. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for mercy and grace. Thank you for watching over our families, Lord God, because you is the one that keep them, Heavenly Father. Nobody else do but you. You said in your word, cast all cares on you, Lord. So, Lord, we cast in every cares on you, regardless what it is. We come boldly to the throne of grace and put it before you, Lord, because we know your word is true, Heavenly Father. You said in your word, if we pray, according to the promises, Lord, you gave us keys, Lord God, to stand against the wiles in this world. Because none but the enemy that carries on and on in this world. But, Lord, you gave us authority and dominion here on earth to pray and to stand. So we bind up the works of the enemy, no matter what it is. We're standing on the promises of God, and we binding up the works of the enemy. We will not receive nothing that you tell us is not ours. You tell us we are overcomers. We are more than conquerors, Heavenly Father. According to the word, Lord God, and your word don't void. If you said it, believe it. Thank you, Lord God, for being the only deliverer, Lord God. You are the only Savior. There is no other Savior but you, Heavenly Father. And if you said it is finished, then it is finished. Oh, God, strengthen the inner man in us day by day that we stand. Regardless what the adversary bring against us, we're going to stand because your promises don't fail. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Because no matter what comes or goes, your word still stand by saying, if we pray. That's why you said in 1 Thessalonians 5:11, you said, 5:17 said, pray without ceasing. That means pray, never stop praying. I don't care where we are. Always pray, Lord, have mercy and so and so. Lord, you see this, Lord. But we're standing in agreement that it has no authority over your sons and daughters. It has no dominion in our family life. No dominion. Because you gave us the power to bind these false spirits up in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for being so good to us, Heavenly Father. There's so much going on in this system, Lord. So much going on. But, Lord, we're standing on your word, Lord, because you said in your word, Lord, if we pray, and your word never fail, Heavenly Father, you said prayer is the key, then prayer is the key. So we're binding up sickness and disease. Thank you, Lord, for healing the land. Thank you, Lord. We bind up anything else come. We will not accept no other disease and sickness that come against our family, ourselves, our sisters in Christ, our brothers. Binding this sickness up in the name of Jesus and cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Father God, you are our deliverer. You are our protector. You are our healer, Lord. So we're standing on those promises in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for those that is in authority. God, we pray in the name of Jesus for the president and the vice president. Lord, surround them with protection, Lord God. Let them stand strong on your word, Lord God, regardless what come against them. Stand faithful and do what they know they're supposed to do. Don't let the enemy run them down. But Lord, touch their mind, Lord. Renew, Lord God. Let them be bold soldiers for you, Lord God, to stand faithful and speak what you give them to speak, Lord God. Because your word tells us, Lord God. Pray for those that is in authority. So we know as children of the living God, we can change things by prayer. Not by fear and not by anger, but by prayer. And stand faithful, we can bring the change, Lord God. Even the young men, them that is shooting up one another and carrying on crazy, we know that it's none but the adversary of the mind, Lord. But we bind in that false spirit up, and we commanding it to loose the mind of these young people that keep on with this gun, Lord God. But Father God, it's only you can put a stop to them, Lord, with these guns shooting and shooting. But we bind it up. We bind this spirit up right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we plead the blood of Jesus over these young people, Lord God, that the foul spirit of their mind wrapped up, Lord God. And, Lord, we bring it before you, Heavenly Father, and ask you for mercy and grace, Lord God. Oh, Father God, it's only you can do it, Lord God. It's only you can renew the minds, Lord God, because your promises tell us, Lord, cast all our cares on you. And when we see things coming in this world that it hurt our heart, Lord God, we know that we can cry out to you and pray these things down in the name of Jesus. Bring a turnaround in the name of Jesus. Because your promises gave us authority and dominion here on earth, Lord. Your word said it. Help us to stand faithful and believe it. That no matter what comes, we can stand in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bind up that spirit of fear that come against the people, Lord God. We bind it up in the name of Jesus, and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. It has no dominion over our sons and daughters. It has no authority over our grandchildren. Oh, Father God, your word is what we're standing on, Lord God. That no weapon, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. No weapon formed against our sons and daughters shall prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, your word said, Lord God, if we pray, Lord God, and Lord, your word is what keeps us, Lord. Because if you said it, that's it. When we believe it. And we will not turn around in the name of Jesus. We will stand faithful, Lord God. Because you are the only way for us, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we give you glory, we give you praise, and we give you all the honor, Lord God. because you're a God that hear our cry. Then nobody else can do what you can do, Heavenly Father. And we know that if you said it, Lord, it shall be done. Because your word gave us the power to stand. You said, keep on the armor, keep on your armor. The enemy should not have dominion over your life. Stand faithful in the word of God. Lord, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for the head of the prayer line, Lord God, that you continue to strengthen our, bind up anything that come to attack the body. We bind it up in the name of Jesus as we all stand as one in the prayer line, Lord. Knowing that your word is what we standing on, Lord God. We're not standing on the word of the world, but we're standing on the word of God, knowing that if you said it, then we believe it. And we come as one, standing against the wiles of the enemy, Lord God. Continue to keep our children, Lord God. Cover under the blood. We plead the blood of Jesus over our sons and daughters, our grands and great-grands. We cover them under the blood of the Lamb. Lord God, we say thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for the dominion, the authority you've given to us, Lord. Continue to keep us in the mighty name of Jesus. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Jesus. I give you the glory and I give you the praise, Lord. I come boldly to your throne of mercy, Father. Lord, I come boldly to you, Lord, knowing that you are Jehovah Rapha, my provider, God. Lord Jesus, I thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. That you have no jurisdiction. You have no authority. This is of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for being my Jehovah Rapha, my healer, Lord. Lord, I thank you for being my Jehovah Jireh, my provider. God, I thank you, hallelujah, because you said that you be all of that for all of us, Lord. God, according to Hebrews 11 and 16, you said in your word, Lord, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him believeth that he exists and that he will reward those open earnestly who seek his faith. He's telling us to seek him honestly, go diligently unto him. Oh, he said he'd do it. Oh, God, I know that you will, God. Lord, I thank you for a shield of protection, Lord. God, I thank you for what you're doing right now, God. Lord, I thank you for 91 Psalms, Lord. You said he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say unto the Lord, he is my refuge. He's my fortress. He's my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from all the snares in the floor, and from out of the northern palace. He shall cover me with his feathers. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. He will cover us with his feathers, he told us. And under his wings, thou shalt trust him. And he said, his truth shall be our shield and our buckle. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Your truth shall be our shield. In our buckle, you said your word, hallelujah, will be our shield and our buckle, hallelujah, God. I give you the glory, hallelujah, Lord. Knowing what you said, you meant what you said, and you said what you meant, Lord. Lord, we can stand on your word, God, and we shall not be afraid for the arrow that flies by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor for the parents that walk in darkness, nor for the destruction at noon, that wasted at noonday. Thank you, Jesus. 10,000, 1,000, hallelujah, Jesus, shall fall at our side, and 10,000 at night at thy right hand. Holy Ghost Spirit, come on in. Holy Ghost Spirit, come on in. You're welcome. I'm under the and it shall not come near thee. Hallelujah, Jesus, for your word is true. Only with thy eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is thy refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, and thou shalt no evil, he said, befall thee, neither shall thy plague come near thy dwelling. Hallelujah, Jesus. He said, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all his ways. Hallelujah, Jesus. He made some promises. Hallelujah. And all we got to do is just stand on it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Take him at his word. He cut him up as she can be a son. God, I take you at your word, God. I'm about to shine to the SC. God, we thank you now, Lord, for what you're doing right now, God. Lord, and we thank you for how you brought people over COVID, God. Yes, Lord.
bless your name.
God, nobody knows how. Don't let our fire go out, God. Woo, keep us, Lord, in all thy ways, oh Lord, that we'll be submissive unto you, Lord, and do what you will have us to do, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory to God. Praise God. Praise the Lord for all those that have prayed and prayed so fervently. Praise God for this new day that he added into our lives with the power of the anointing. In spite of all that's going on, God's getting his glory. Praise and honor. We believe, God, those prayers have reached heaven, and we're looking for the manifestations. If there's any prayer requests tonight, I know I've already put minds out there and prayed already, so we're just going to keep those things before the Lord for the ones that have already had in prayer. And so if there's any prayer requests, we'll take those now. If there's any praise reports, we'll take those now. Well, we just want to give God glory and praise because truly he is worthy because all the lines are open. So then there's no prayer requests or praise reports. Every day is a praise report for giving God glory and honor for all that he's already done and doing.
I do have a praise report.
Okay.
God, I am blessed. I'm able to go to Gateway Community College and attend culinary classes full-time, a certificate one-year program, and I already received my financial aid and everything like that. So once I get the email on my computer this week, I can make that call and see a guidance counselor. They're going to help me pick my classes and tell me everything that I need for college.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Even though my ears are hearing it the second time, it's still a wonderful blessing to hear and know that God opened that door and did that for your heart's desire and to be able to have all the aid that you need to go. So we celebrate Jesus for you. That's marvelous, wonderful, wonderful. I pray you be successful in all that you do, and God continue to bless the ministry as well as the endeavor that you desire to do for a career in that. The Lord bless you, my son. Have a wonderful ride in Jesus. Let him be first. He will put everything else in place.
Yes,
praise God. Anyone else? If not, we're going to celebrate Jesus, thank God, for all that he's already done and doing, and keep those prayers for the different ones that we've been praying for before the Lord. Pray for yourself. Keep us all lifted up and in the body of Christ, as well as you've heard the reports, praying for our youth and believing God for greater. No matter what it looks like, we're walking by faith, not by sight, and put our peace, and let our peace and our joy stay in this place as our weaponry, along with the other weapons that we're walking with, so the enemy will not have place for to slow walk us down or try to depress, oppress, or keep casting cares and concerns back with faith and pray one for another. We believe in God for greater, and a prayer of blood covered over. Keep Alicia and her husband on this 2.5 day or maybe 3 days. Pray less than that. Get back to their children over in California. They did. They're still back trying to get the house. Hopefully they left already tonight. If not, I'll pray no later in the morning. But in the meantime, the children are there and the grandmothers made it there. So we bless God tonight. So we thank God for all of that. You all have prayed powerful prayers and anointing. Keep us in prayer over here as well as we're keeping you all in prayer. We love you. We'll say shalom. Have a blessed and wonderful night. I will be well right now. I haven't heard yet specifically for the second Sunday. But I also want to make mention that Apostle Mary Burton's 29th anniversary, those that are in Columbia, is on the 10th and the 12th. But the Lord said the same. That was my desire. She'd like to have me down there to come be a part of it. But we're praying about it. And I know Pastor Bird, I'm praying about it too as well, to find out whether things will work out for that day. So I'm not sure yet how everything is going to work out for us. Getting there, going, and also I don't want to put ministry on hold, not letting God say release that day. So I haven't heard that because the ministry part will be earlier that day, but we still have to make it back home. So in the meantime, I'll let you know what God has placed in my spirit about that. Other than that, we're praying as it continues to go on. And if the Lord say the same, I might be able to see Mother Alexander, Mother Willette, and maybe Pastor, we know we're looking for Pastor Burton, but whoever else on that end, if it happens to be so. But if not, we still put it in God's hands for help and blessings, finances, and protection and travel and all of that. So we pray God's blessings upon her for the 29th year, and God bless on that end, too, and praying it's going to be like a revival. Bless the Lord, and continue to keep that in prayer concerning her and her body as well. We love you. I don't know what that echo noise is, but nevertheless, if you can hear me, praise God. I pray you did. In the meantime, have a blessed and wonderful night as we tell him to celebrate Jesus. Keep speaking those things that are not as though they were to come to pass, that are going to glorify the Lord, healing and deliverance and whatever else is needed. We love you. Have a wonderful night, wonderful week, and keep praying.
Amen. Love you. Amen.
All right. Love you. Shalom. Thank you all so much. Time for prayer in your life. Love you.
Amen.
We're going to get that schedule together after a while now for everybody's ministry. It's about time for us to hear some voices again. All right. You love you. Praise the Lord.